Hey everyone, welcome back to Heroes in Question. I'm starting this episode out, because we've been away for a little while, without the normal blooper reel intro that we do. But fear not, I will put the blooper reel at the end. Just listen past the start of the outro music and it'll be there. And I wanted to take this opportunity to say, first of all, apologize for it taking so long to get another episode out. We had a little bit of a family emergency in my household that has really put a lot of strain on getting these kind of things done and recording and editing. I had a few back episodes to edit and just haven't even had the time to do that. Juliet plays Vicky, of course, if you've been listening to the show, had a hemorrhage in her brain, and she's going to be, thank goodness, she's going to be okay. We got really lucky, but she spent a lot of time in the hospital and has spent a lot of time recovering and still has a little bit more to do, but things are finally starting to slowly get back to normal, which gives me the time to get back to entertaining you fine folks listening to us. So thank you for being patient while we took care of ourselves, and thank you for listening, and I'm really excited to get back into providing you guys with a story that we've been building on. And keep your ears out, because I'm going to get back into the regular release mode of this as I can. So thank you very much. And without further ado, Heroes in Question. Hey everybody, welcome back to Heroes in Question, where our heroes in question are still stuck in the sewers, having just fought some spiders. Yeah, let's pick it up from there. Go!
Well, do these spiders have anything on them that is valuable?
Are you just saying that out to nowhere, K-Veld? Like, just to the nothingness?
K-Veld likes to talk to himself. He just hears his own voice a lot.
Go ahead. Hey! I forget what the guy's name is.
You were calling him Shades.
Yeah, Shades. Know his real name, there we go. Hey, Shades! Do these spiders have anything valuable on them? I figure you've been in here more often than me, so you would probably have tried to steal things from spiders more often than I have.
The spiders. It's an odd question, to be honest.
Like you know, you go up to the city. Sometimes maybe you people like to buy. Spider penis.
Honestly, why don't you just take a look? Why are you asking me? Why don't you just take a look?
Do they have frostbite venom on them?
We're not in Skyrim.
Well, you said they're spiders. I mean. Spiders got frostbite venom.
I'm gonna pat down these spiders, see if there's anything maybe worth taking out. Even these are big spiders, right? They gotta have like a spiky fang or something, right?
Well, I mean, again, you keep asking, but it doesn't sound like you're looking.
No, I'm looking.
Okay.
I use Dustin voice, not Cavill voice.
Got it. I see.
You see? That's how you tell the difference.
All right, so yeah, you can just kind of rummage, push them around. You're still like soaked in their ichor from sliding underneath it and kind of cutting into its abdomen. So you're pretty much sticking with it.
It looks pretty badass, though, eh?
And gross.
Whatever.
Hell, those things go hand in hand sometimes.
I'm sure that smells pretty bad. He slid through the bottom of the sewer and then got ichor drained all over him. I'm sure that he's pretty ripe right now.
That's not all ichor.
We're going to pretend it is, because I don't want to think about what I slid through, you know?
I mean, you could, if you kind of have the know-how, I would say give me a nature roll to try to, like, if you're trying to, like, harvest some venom or something like that off of them.
Alrighty.
Just, you know how there's, like, techniques, like, you harvest snakes by, like,
that is a 2+0.
Yeah. Okay.
What's that going to get me? Calculator out. Hold on. Like, at this point in time, am I no longer 100% certain that it's even a spider? Is that what's going on now?
So
you think it's a horse.
No, so what happens is you get down there and you kind of get to the fangs and you grab them and you're not really thinking about it, and you actually get your palm kind of punctured by one. And so you're going to take 3 damage.
From
the dead spider.
Yep. Turns out these things are worthless. Like, carry on.
You fucking idiot. Don't you know spider vermin?
Vermin.
Still get you when it's dead.
So I'm ready to move on. I just mildly embarrassed myself. I kind of tucked that hand into my pocket or whatnot. So trying to shrug it off like nothing happened, even though everybody just saw.
Heal K-Veld, well, if he quick, so desires.
Before you do, discuss that with him, I need him to make a quick constitution check also.
Oh, God damn it. You're poisoned.
Maybe.
The constitution.
He doesn't have what's your that? Dice, Spencer.
What's my pluses on that? No, I don't have any pluses on that. Okay, awesome. That is a 6 + 0.
Hold on, let me get my calculator. He is correct. It's 6.
All right.
It is 6. Calling a physicist.
So yeah, all of a sudden, like, it didn't quite hit you right away, but as you're kind of like tucking your hand back, you all of a sudden feel a little upset to your stomach, and just kind of just a wave of nausea and blah kind of overcomes you.
Aedric, my friend, I think when I was doing that heroic sliding move, the one of them bit me at last second. And it definitely didn't just happen, but you mind taking a look at this for me, please?
Sure, my friend, sure. Adric kind of rolls his eyes, just doesn't want to embarrass K-Veld further, right? Reminding him he just punctured himself.
So Adric, it was when I was being heroic, I think, sliding, very cool-like.
Roll me a medicine check.
Okay, medicine. Ooh, awesome. That's like my best thing I have. 21.
All right. You're pretty much look at him, and yeah, he's poisoned. And not only do you know that he's poisoned, you know that he was just lying to you, and it like literally just happened.
I'm pretty sure he was already aware of that. You're just going to play along.
Yeah.
Kevin, you must be poisoned because you're losing your lion edge. I can tell you're full of crap.
We go through this huge war and survive that, but get taken down by K-Bell puncturing himself with a spider.
Dead spider.
It's already dead. It's already dead. All right. So we get that healed then, or are we just gonna have to carry on with the poison K-Bell?
That's up. I mean, you can keep going as long as you want. It's up to you, between you and Adric, I guess.
Adric's checking on things for a sec, because he doesn't, I can heal you.
Dustin, we've been playing Oregon Trail with people, and there's a card in there, and it's like, you get a snake bite, and you're dead. And there's no other option than that. And I feel like we're all on this adventure, and it's like, K-Veld gets a snake bite.
He does. Wait, who's going to get dysentery?
Yeah, dysentery.
Also, K-Veld from sliding through the shit just a little bit ago.
Apparently, it wasn't all your own shit.
Susie said medicine. I'm like, awesome. That's like the one good thing I have that I'm proficient in. I'm really proficient in.
K-Veld's good at persuading and lying to people. That's what he's good at. Strong suits.
I'm an insightful medic. That's like the best thing I got.
What tools do you know how to use, Adric?
Oh, I never used tools, thing I remember.
I can use Smith tools.
I know how to use Smith tools.
Caleb's reconsidering whether or not he wants you to heal his hand right now.
Like, you're going to get a Luke Skywalker hand. He's going to chop it off and make you Or I guess, actually, there's no automata in here, so it's actually going to be more like a Jaime Lannister hand.
No, it's going to be those little hook hands that you have to, like, use. Well, you already lost an eye.
I know. He's getting pretty roughed up these days.
Does that make his Caleb's charisma what, go
kind
down?
Of for a cyborg
the,
here.
The uglier he looks, the less trip. Charisma he has.
Well, actually, I was going to give him a penalty to charisma temporarily for smelling like crap, but... But I wasn't going to mention that until it was a time and appropriate. I mean...
That's fair. That's fair.
Okay, so yeah, I just wanted. So is that it? Just not like herbalism kit or anything?
Actually, let me see. I think I might have a kit. Maybe I don't.
So can Vicky, given you want me to cut that open and suck the poison out?
I don't
I've got
think
some
so.
Smith tools here.
I don't. Maybe we should just carry on. Hey, what's the worst that could happen? You know.
I'd let you give that a try with a survival check. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I don't have an herbalism kit. I am ill prepared for this trip.
I've got money. It sounds like we need to equip up when we finally get out of the damn sewer.
I got some incense if you want to really smell good while you die.
Last chance, Kivir. I'm good at sucking the poison out.
Yep. You know, what's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is very bad. Let's see, how good are you with the surviving?
Who are you asking, Vicky?
What does it mean? Like, how good is my survival? Or how?
I'm asking indirectly. So, let's say if you were going to say how many positives you had on the surviving, how many positives would you say you have?
I'm at least singly positive about how survivally I can be.
What's that word that you say when you swing a golf club and you're trying to warn people the ball's coming? It's like one above three.
See, I don't like to say four. I say one as I'm swinging the golf club.
It's okay. I almost beat the guy twice in the head with a golf ball and he never noticed.
What happens with poison now? Is it just going to keep hitting me as I'm moving around, or is that just going to be in combat? How's it going to work?
If you have a poison status, you have disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
Oh, that sucks balls.
You can just try to wait it out too, so it's no extra damage. It's just it's like how you feel when you feel sick and you're just worse at everything.
Oh, they got one eye. Son of a bitch.
It's fucking do something because I'm getting bored smelling Kveld. He stinks.
We don't got anything to fix it with. I'm feeling nauseous. I guess we can go ahead and try to suck the poison out real quick. Let's see how that works.
Who are you having do it?
Who feels they would be better at fixing his problem?
Do you want Adric or me sucking on your body parts?
I
feel like it's going to be bearded either way.
It's a little bit. Who's better at sucking?
While you guys are discussing this, you hear Shades pop up. I don't really like spiders, and there might be more around. I think we should probably not stay here much longer. He seems very nice.
No, we're going to be leaving here shortly, my friend, but first we got to get this hand shit taken care of.
All right, Vicky just busts out her smith tool and just goes to cut Kveld.
Can Adric attempt to stop her before she just starts hacking at his hand?
I'm not hacking, just one good
If you don't want this to happen, make me a quick dexterity check.
Okay.
I'm going for it.
She's going for it. Kveld, make a dex check.
Kveld's just holding his hand out, so.
Okay.
Adric tries to slap it and it doesn't work. I got a 9.
Kveld's pulling a Leia. He's like, he puts his hand out and turns away. Like, I don't want to look.
So, roll a d4. Because it's going to hurt. Either way.
It's going to hurt?
You're cutting into his hand. Of course it is.
You're telling me to roll a d4. Yeah. It's not going to hurt me to cut his hand.
No, but you're going
to
see how much
damage we do to Kveld here.
One.
Okay. So she kind of pulls back. She makes a big show of going fast, but then she pulls back last minute and just does a quick surgical slice. And you take 1 damage.
All right.
And go ahead and roll survival to see how well you take care of this.
Big money, big money.
That's 17. Yeah. 16 plus one.
So she takes her hand. She kind of squeezes around the hole, kind of gets the... you're the worst.
Or the best. Did you see my roll?
And just kind of starts squeezing the blood and the venom out. holds it up to her mouth, kind of just sucks on it a little bit too, spits, and it takes a moment because it already got into your blood a little bit, but it's slowly starting to feel better some. So your poisoning is lifted.
Excellent. Good days. Okay. I see we carry on.
You still smell
okay, now
we're
ready to go.
You suck very
right,
good.
Let's go. Come on. Come on, Shade. I don't want to think about this too long. Let's go.
Well, right. Let's get out of here now.
Leave the way there, my friend.
So are you guys going to keep heading down? You're in a little kind of one of those side paths, kind of trying to bypass the main one that you ran into booby traps on before. So are you continuing on down that one?
I think so.
I think so. We got no other better ways to go that I know of right now. So,
all right. So you start heading forward and you come to the same bend that you originally threw your light cast. What did you cast the light on? You cast light on a torch, wasn't it?
It was a stick or something.
It's my Blaine pin.
That's it, the Blaine pin. You went up to where your Blaine pin landed in kind of the Wibby area, which is kind of a corner that turns to your right. And you continue kind of heading down. Now, it's still very cobwebby, and you see all sorts of skittering and creepy crawlies, and nothing large like those two spiders, though. You get, like, cobwebs in your face. You get things crawling up your leg. It's not exactly pleasant unless you like that kind of thing. Doesn't sound like anybody likes that kind of thing.
Why are you looking at me? I don't like that kind of thing.
I'm looking at everybody.
You looked right at me unless you like that kind of thing. No.
We don't need to know what you guys do.
Walk a short while later and the tunnel that you're in turns to the left and up ahead, you can hear it's not quite skittering like it has been, but it's more like a constant, just like a constant scraping sound.
I look at occasional splashes. Shades, my friend. What the hell is that, my friend?
he turns around. He's like, I don't know what inhabits these sewers at any given time. It's not like I have a map of this entire place, as he shuts a map. No, I'm kidding. He doesn't really. He explains that though he has some familiarity with kind of where he might be and getting around, hasn't explored every tunnel and doesn't know the lair of every creepy crawly that might be in here.
Yeah, so I think Keyville's going to go stealthy. And creep on forward, I suppose.
Vicky's giving thumbs up.
You want to do a group check on stealth?
I think Keyville's got to sneak up a little bit on his own. I think that probably
that's fine.
Bet on that one.
Okay.
Like, how is it? We're looking at a straight tunnel right now, right?
Ahead of you is straight as far as you can see. You of course do have a light on you, and it is without the light, it would be pitch black. So you're sneaking. If you're taking the light with you, you're pretty much given away. Just saying.
Can I throw it down the tunnel?
Like you did
as
earlier.
As far as I can. Yes.
I forget. Do we have dark vision? Is it really dark down here? Can we see with our dark vision?
It's really dark. Seeing with your dark vision, like.
I know what dark vision is. I just don't remember how dark it was outside or down in this tunnel.
There's no light. So it would be pitch black. But for you guys, it's like shades of gray and.
Basically dim light is what I understand. Dark vision makes you kind of like dim light and I remember correctly.
It's like if you turned out the lights in our bedroom, so there's still a little bit of light and kind of see where you're walking, but you're liable to trip on stuff.
I mean, so if it was like a giant werewolf, I could see that in our bedroom even with the lights off. I'd be like, oh fuck, it's a werewolf.
Right. You have disadvantage on things relying on sight.
Okay, I was just wondering, So Vicky's just gonna give you the thumbs up, K-Vel. She trusts you to decide if you're gonna take your light stick or not.
Yeah, K-Vel's gonna huck it down the hallway as quick as far as he can.
All right.
It's a Blaine pin.
One day we're not gonna get that thing back.
You give it a solid chuck, and it flies down the tunnel that you're in, and as the light travels with it, it lands with a more of a, not the thud of landing on stone or concrete, but the thud of landing on flesh, and you hear all sorts of hissing and and you see writhing, in like a mound of writhing.
Oh, I know what makes a hissing sound.
So, let's see. Cadel still has a couple oil flasks on him. Have some oil flasks, some candles. Let's see. Yeah, can I soak some cloth or whatnot in the oil flask and shoot an arrow down into that patch of writhing?
Yeah. The light is getting dimmer as the writhing is kind of swallowing up the belaying pin.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go ahead and light a light end of an arrow on fire and shoot it in the mass of moving things down there.
All right, make an attack roll.
All righty. 9 plus 6. So 15.
That's a hit.
All right, so there's now a fire arrow down into the massive stuff.
Well, go ahead and roll your damage for your shot and add a d4 for fire damage.
Okay. So, I got to find, there it is. That will be a 1 plus 3 is 4 plus, what did you say for fire damage?
A d4.
1 d4.
And a d4 for fire damage. Oh, I dropped it. Two. So, 6.
All right. You see your fire arrow kind of just thud into the mass, and it starts to scatter. It lights up again as they starts to scatter a bit, but you see just a writhing mass of a swarm of snakes start coming up the tunnel towards you guys, and everybody can roll initiative.
It's 11 plus 14.
She 11 plus. Is 14 your total?
Yeah, 14 is my total.
Okay. I
thought he's got a plus 14 on his initiative.
I gotta add my charisma.
I got a 21 nat 20.
All right.
You get nat 20s on initiative.
Yeah, I know, right? My combat rolls are gonna be terrible.
13.
All right. Adric, you actually get to go first.
Yay. So I'm going to do this because I really love this. Adric's going to cast Spirit Guardians on himself. It's one of my level 3 spells I can do.
Nice.
Yeah, I love the spell. It's so great. I'm designating, obviously, Vicky, Adric, and Shade to not be affected by the spell.
Shades appreciates that.
Huh?
Appreciates?
Yeah.
He appreciates that.
Appreciates?
No, he appreciates that. He's very prissy about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so...
I love Dustin's face right there. Look at his face. It's like, what the fuck?
It's a 15-foot radius, so if they enter or start their turn, they have to do a wisdom saving roll. And if they fail, they take 3d8 damage. If they succeed, it's half.
Three, okay.
And Adric's going to kind of move near the front of the group and kind of have a shield and warhammer out.
Got it. And this is a smaller tunnel, too, so you're taking up a good chunk of it. Is that your turn? Do anything else?
No, I think that's going to be it for me.
All right. I did not roll for Shades. Vicky can attest that Shades is going next. Shades just kind of falls to the back a little bit and cowers. Kveld, it is your turn.
How many targets are coming towards us right now? Just a mass?
It's don't a really mass. Have a,
don't have a quantity.
There's the stat block, just for your like mechanical knowledge, is called a swarm of poisonous snakes. There is no number, but it all kind of conglomerates into one pool of hit points. So as you chip down, individuals
die. Is that
die.
Fire arrow still stuck in somebody coming towards me?
No, you killed the individual snake you hit with the fire arrow.
Damn it!
They're one snake down.
They are.
Winning already!
Just let them come near us. We'll shred them, and then we can finish off whatever's left. I doubt snakes are very wise.
They are wiser than they are strong.
The hell?
So Kayvild's, how far away are they? Are they close enough that I could do an attack on them with hand-to-hand?
No. They're still a little way. They are as far away as you can huck a Blaine pin.
So about 60 feet?
Yeah.
Fair enough. All right, I'm gonna take a shot at the bow with him real quick then.
All right. You're in a very tight cavern. It's going to be additional armor class since Kayvild stepped in front of you and was providing some cover.
Kayvild stepped in front of Kayvild?
No, Adric stepped in front of Kayvild. I'm doing it again. Why am I doing it again? Anyway, they've got some cover and you've got some friends in front of you. So please roll higher than like 5 or you're going to screw with your party.
Remember, you're at disadvantage. Oh, no, you took away the poison. That's right. Yeah. Never mind. Ignore me.
That's a 15 plus 6. So 21. To hit.
That's okay. So yeah, that's still a hit.
All right. And so I guess none of my allies are near them then, right?
No, you guys are all in a big clump, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's only for melee attacks. My bad. 4 plus 3 is 7.
All right. So you actually fire and it skips off the ground level, and comes up and like pierces through a few snakes.
I'm awesome again.
It comes around to, is that all you're doing or?
I guess I could try to duck back and hide. I got these people in front of me, so I can at the very least crouch down and try to hide behind somebody.
Okay. You have to crouch more than a dwarf. Roll.
That is a 3 plus the 6.
You did not crouch lower than a dwarf.
I just basically stood there, kind of leaned my head to the side and called it. Yeah, that's all I got then.
Do you remember Grandma's Boy when he just kind of stood up against the wall and covered his face with his coat?
Yeah.
Then Gabriel's like, how did they see me?
It must be a sorcerer.
Vicky. It's your turn. You got snakes rushing you.
Okay, so ultimately, can I move and then use a bonus action to move again, or is my speed all I get for one whole turn?
You can use an action to dash and double your speed.
Okay, my goal is to get as close to these snakes as possible because I actually want to jump in and like whirlwind with both my weapons.
Okay.
I think if you dash, you can't attack.
Well, I know. I was pointing my goal out. Okay. So I'm going to dash.
Oh, okay.
So my speed is 25. So I'm going to as fast as I can.
So you'll get 50.
Dwarf it up.
You'll get within 10 feet of them.
Vicky's like, oh, I hate these kind of snakes. I'm going to go whirlwinded the shit out of them. And she just like runs. She just like takes off.
Okay. So, and is that your turn then? Getting within 10 feet?
I think that's all I can do. That's basically all I can do is go and keep going and then just prepare to continue to go to the next.
Okay.
Whatever.
All right. So this giant swarm is pretty close to you at this point. And since you're the closest target, they start to just swarm you at first. And they're starting to make some attacks. All right. Nice. Oh, so, there's some good and bad in there. We'll just say that. We had a miss, a crit miss, and a crit hit. So,
there's a snake in my boots.
You need to roll a constitution save real quick so I can add up total damage. Okay, yeah.
19 plus 6 is 25.
And you have advantage as a dwarf, too, so if you want to roll again.
I'm super constitution-y.
I mean, that succeeded. You don't have to roll if you don't want to, but if you want
I'll
to,
save
you
my
can.
Good rolls, which, by the way, for me, a 19 is also a crit.
Well, only if you attack.
Well, still, it's a cool 19.
So, You don't get poisoned, but you do take 14 points of damage from getting bit all over the place around your ankles, shins. They're crawling, they're slithering up your legs, crawling up you.
Ooh, they're slithering up your legs.
Climbing you.
Preparing to get their head chopped off.
And go ahead and roll yourself, let's say like 2d4 because of that crit one. I'm going to let you start stomping on them.
Let me get another d4 out. That's a 4 and a 1.
Got it. So you start, as they're swarming you and biting you, you're just stomping that booted foot of yours down, crushing their skulls.
Can I sing like a hearty dwarven song while I do it too?
But you really have to do it, so go ahead. You know the rules. I make Adric do all his prayers.
Okay, so I'm getting excited about these snakes. I'm like, the snakes are smashed under my boots.
We're swirling back around to Adric then, because that was the snake's turn.
Okay, so Adric sees Vicky dashing ahead and realizing he kind of wants to get into the front lines too. How far ahead is Vicky from Adric?
She dashed about, so she used her full movement. She's 50 feet ahead of you, since you were all kind of bunched up at once.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and use my action to dash up right next to her and kind of, I guess, maybe attempt to run over some snakes as I'm charging forward.
Does your spell go with you when you do that?
Huh?
Is your spell anchored in spot, or does it go move with you?
I believe it moves with me. Give me one moment.
Yeah, that'll be good to know.
Yeah, I believe it's anchored on me.
Can you get us a cookie while he's waiting? While he's looking, it's just
right outside. It is anchored on me. It's says self 15-foot radius from me.
Perfect. All right. We'll finish the snakes.
The moment they start,
we'll celebrate the snakes with cookies. All right. So as they enter the field that you just moved over them, they're gonna make some wisdom saves. What's your save DC?
16.
All right, and they have a 0 to their modifier. So. Oops, I won't do that one. So yeah, none of them.
I'm sorry.
So none of them save. So go ahead and roll your damage. We'll just do a flat damage across it all.
14 damage.
Ooh, snap. So you see just a bunch of snakes just to kind of start to burn in radiance as you get close. And I feel like that dash used your turn, right? Is there anything else you want to do?
No, I just wanted to get up close so I could start shredding some snakes.
Well, it certainly worked. Shades kind of straightens up now that things are a little bit further off and says, you know, I'm good right here. And he pats Kayveld on the shoulder.
Pansy! So Kayveld wants to try to convince Shades to actually get in on this shit.
Yeah,
that's my goal right here. I'm wondering what. So, can I roll a persuasion before I start giving a speech?
Go ahead and give your speech and then roll the persuasion, because I think the how well you do the actual speech will set the DC for your persuasion check.
My friend, I thought you was such a cool guy, and here you are pissing yourself in the back like some pansy face. We're here with dwarves. You're giving bad name for humans everywhere. You're a human, I'm a human, and you look like a little bitch right now. That's what you're looking like. I would like it, please, if you go forward. Yeah, I got nothing else to give you right now. Okay, I give you a candle. I give you 3 candles. You go on, we do this fighting thing.
The candles of courage.
All right, go
this
ahead.
This is an encouraging
roll,
candle.
Roll your persuasion now.
It's an encouraging candle.
It's like a Roman candle. You're shooting at it as ass.
It's regular wax candle. That's a 9 plus 9, so that's 18.
All right. He looks at you and he holds up his hands to show that he has no weapons. But he kind of...
And I place a candle in each one of them as he's holding them up.
Do you light the candle before you hand it?
I will. I will light the candles.
Okay. He nods knowingly, giving you a wink. And he starts walking the other way.
That's not... okay.
Bye.
I hope you feel safe back there with your candles. The candles of courage.
Because you ain't going to be very long.
They were placebo candles.
A moment later, he comes back with... He must have found a stick or something, but it comes back. He's got both candles in one hand, and the stick is just covered in cobwebs that he obviously stuck it in and rolled it around in. And he takes the candle and lights the stick into just this crazy fire, and he chucks it at the, hopefully past the dwarves to the snakes. So we'll see how well that goes. It lands among the feet of the dwarves.
I can undesignate him anytime I want.
So you guys just make a quick dexterity save to not get hit by this flaming stick coming your way. Just quick.
I was gonna say, can I try to deflect it? Because Vicky's pretty, you know.
It would
ready.
Still be a dex save.
Okay.
Okay.
If you roll a crit on your dex save, I'll let that happen.
Do we get to like? Because we're both doing it. Do we get to like combine our rolls? Oh,
nice. Yeah, you both have to make one just to get out of the way.
18 plus, what am I rolling for? Dexterity?
Yep.
So 20, unnat.
Yep. Yeah, okay, cool. So here's what happens. 18 I was and just, 20. Yeah, I know. So here's what happens. As it's coming your way to land at you, like it looks like it's going to land at your feet, but with your dex save, you actually both, I don't know how you both had the same idea, but you stepped into it and both of you put your shields up about the same spot. Or you don't even have a shield. I'm sorry, Vicky. You put your weapon up about the same time.
I put my tit up.
At the same time that Adric puts his shield up. And you actually bounce that thing just further to land right in the snakes.
I
want to
bounce it off my tit. It's like a shield. It's a breastplate.
And it lands in the snakes. and they
good
start to burn.
Good job with the boob move. Good job.
For some damage.
Kayla's going to shout encouragement from the back.
So he did a burning damage to the snakes. Good persuasion, Kayveld.
In which case, Kayveld is going to try to duck and cover and hide back there for the moment.
What are you hiding by? Well, there's nobody up there anymore to hide.
Oh, there's two dwarves up in front of me. I guess I'm back in the darkness here. I'm gonna try to like get a little skirt there, alongside or behind Shade
okay.
there.
You're always wearing a skirt to us. It's okay.
Let's see. Let's do it.
I can't hide where shit today. This is a 4 plus 3 is 7.
you're also, I mean, there's nowhere to hide anyway, so it makes perfect sense.
All right. He tries to brush it off as if he wasn't trying to hide and goes, oh, I starts patting Shades on the shoulder. Good job, my friend. Good job.
I saw a penny over there.
Vicky's already swarmed, but a few of the snakes are branching off and heading towards Adric, too, since you're right there with her. They're starting their turn in that field, though. So go ahead and roll some more damage.
16 points of damage.
All right.
Also, their movement speed is halved, I believe.
Yeah, and they are... I mean, they're already surrounding you. They're not really moving off too much, but they are dying by, like... There are so many snakes here, but they are dying just all over. And they don't seem to have, like, any survival instinct. Like, they're still coming at you, but they're getting really thin in numbers. Go ahead and do some more stomping, Vicky. That was a crit one again.
Do I get two? Because I've got two boots.
That's why I gave you two before. I like it.
Three and three.
There we go. And why don't you get in on this action too, Adric? You're up there. It was a crit one. Let's give everybody the fun. Do you want to stomp him?
Heck yeah, I want to stomp him.
He likes my song. He wants to get in on the song.
I want to hear you both singing it now at the same time. Sing it together.
I can't remember. What was it?
I'm not singing this song unless you acknowledge I bounced that off my breastplate.
You did.
Okay.
But it also was off his shield.
So
technically,
it's canon.
Adric was grabbing your boob.
No, my boob rose up to meet his shield.
Exactly.
And they just went...
How do you hold a shield?
Adrian is a gentleman, sir.
They're not...
But Vicky is not, so she actually put it up in there. So.
There you go.
Yeah, see, that's what happened.
That's about accurate.
So you remember the song, Spencer?
No.
Okay, it's stomping these snakes with my boots, but now we can sing our boots, and we say it twice.
Okay. Ready? Go.
Stomping
these snakes with our boots. Stomping these snakes with our boots.
Squish, squish, squish. Squish.
And so starts my musical career.
Roll your 2d4s.
That's a good song. You need an agent.
Four, one of the three, so four.
Okay. So you crush a few more snakes, and they're just dying by the dozens. Vicky, you're up, and there's not too many left. You're gonna whirlwind it.
I'm gonna take my weapons and just like do this cool crouch spin, so I can just spin right in them.
All right, are you like giving Adric any warning?
Is he right next to me?
Yes. Tell him.
Can I just like push him over?
Just say, like, jump or something, and I'll give him advantage on a dex check to jump over it, to, like, skip rope with you.
Okay. Idrik, jump.
Jump on three. Right.
Go. I'm going to tell him jump up it and watch him crouch and look right at him like, are you fucking ready? Because I'm going to spin here.
Go for your spin.
Oh, it's up. Okay.
What is that? 15?
Yep, that's a hit.
Plus...
It's a hit.
I want to get my full number.
Okay.
It's 22.
Okay, that's still a hit.
Okay. I didn't take out any other dice yet. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and make your jump real quick while she's grabbing some dice.
I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead and jump.
Definitely.
Skip her. Oh.
You said with advantage?
With advantage, because she warned you.
No, that didn't help much. It was a bad warning. 13.
I would say that's enough. She warned you. I was going to say it's probably pretty easy to like jump over a low blade that somebody says jump to. So I would say the DC was like the moderate 10 or the easy 10.
Okay, I say 10's easy.
10 is easy. 15 moderate. Is moderate. Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, what the... I guess I don't know. I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to do it like I'm doing a two-handed weapon, or like I'm down with one hand, one hand?
I think generally when you see things whirlwindy and they're holding one weapon out and swing it and spin it in a circle. Yeah. So
two-handed. So 2d6 plus 5. That's an 8.
That's okay because you get and make a second attack every time you attack. So
with both of them again because I'm doing two-handed.
Yeah, attack again. So you're making a second. You're making a second pass.
7 plus 7 is 14.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Nice.
That's better.
And then, do I add my 5 again?
Yes.
Because this is my action surge, right?
No, this is your level 5 ability where you get to. Where is it? Every time you make an attack, you get to make a second attack, extra attack, right there.
Oh, okay.
When you use your action.
11 plus 5. Yeah. Right? 16.
So as you're swinging around, the second one, that dex wasn't quite good enough to get past the second one. She doesn't hurt you, but she does kind of sweep your knees and you just kind of fall to your butt. No damage.
Squishing those snakes with your ass. Squishing those snakes.
Go ahead and roll a d4. Squish a snake with your ass.
1d4?
I mean, he's a dwarf.
You have one ass.
He's probably got a big ass, though.
There's not many snakes left.
There's one, but I got two ass cheeks, remember?
She did so much damage, I think you only need one.
Okay. I'm sorry, I thought I said I got one.
Okay. So she sweeps, and you see just a bunch of snakes getting cut in half, getting their heads chopped off for the first pass that you barely get over. The second pass kind of catches you on your way down. You fall back, and your ass squishes the last snake.
Yeah!
You guys win!
I just had this visual of, like, slow-mo Vicky, like, spinning, looking up mystically as snake parts are just flying around in slow motion.
That's exactly what happened. Time stood still for you, Vicky.
She's going to finish the song. She'll be like, killing the snakes because we're dwarves. humans are hiding like a bunch of pussies.
Not do it in slow-mo.
We're not hiding. I lost the contact lens. I was trying to...
Don't you mean a monocle? Because you only got the one eye.
Turns out I don't wear contact lenses, so I think we're good. Yeah, I'm just going to leave it there. Yeah. Okay, let's carry on. So I'm going to go get my Valaine.
He laughs and gives Adric like a high five. A dwarf five, so a mid five.
All right. So after having killed these snakes, did you want to try to get more venom or anything?
Kibyl is good on the venom for now.
Ricky's going to pick up one of the like snake heads that has a blown out eye and be like, here, Kibyl, this is for you, and like fling it to him.
All right. Try to catch this. Make it. Make a.
Or don't.
I just threw you the one-eyed snake.
Well, go ahead and well, real quick. What I think I'll do is have you make an attack roll to see if you hit his AC. And then if you do, I'll give Kavel a dex roll to see if he catches it.
15 plus my attack, so 22. Oh, God.
That hits.
Okay,
that
you have to beat
hits.
A 22 to catch it. Meter
What's
beat.
That?
I'll say meter beat a 22.
What am I using for my modifier here?
Dex save.
Dex saving throw?
Yeah.
That was just fine because that was a 19 plus 6.
There you go.
So 25. Oh.
So you catch
it.
And
with flourish.
Yeah, and you don't even grab the flames.
Around and grabs it with the other hand and looks at it real quick, lops the head off and puts the dead snake body in his backpack.
Okay. Add a dead snake body to your...
He doesn't want the fangs around, so he's just going to just throw the rest of that dead snake in his backpack as a souvenir.
Go ahead and, add that to your inventory.
He's actually going to pull it back out again real quick and kind of coil it up on his shoulder, looking at it. Like, it looked like if I had a pet right here. Right here, see? I think it looked rather dashing.
You should name your snake Circumcised. Because the head's... Whoosh.
This is little circy here. He's gonna drape it on his shoulder, just kind of hang it like across one shoulder now. And right. He's gonna go collect his Valaine pin.
So as you head forward to collect the Valaine pin, it landed kind of in the intersection of it's like a four way intersection of smaller pathways, smaller sewer paths. You can go left, straight, or right, and you can't really see far enough down any of the ones to tell like what happens with any of them.
So we're right there. So I have my Valaine pin now?
You do. You've picked up your Valaine pin, okay. And it still has the light on it until Adric says otherwise.
All right, so I'm going to look back at Shades real quick a bit. My friend, you've been kind of a shitty guy so far. I kind of would like Aloe here. I think I might need to bathe a little bit.
Do you want me to hop on him again? Slap him around a little bit?
Let's not be so hasty.
I'm okay. I'm covered in snake blood. I'm kind of revved up right now.
You hear that, Shades? You best get us out soon. Otherwise, there's a good chance you will be molested by a dwarf.
Shades says, honestly, I am trying. It's not like I am the keeper of these sewers.
A little green gnome once said, there is no try, there is only do. Because I'm a gnome.
You butchered that.
I couldn't say it the right way, because then you'd be like, this is
copyright. And you're not a gnome.
Yoda's a little green gnome.
Oh, he said that because I'm a gnome?
A little green gnome once said, there is no try, there is only do.
Because I'm a gnome.
Because I'm a gnome. I added that on. Just
okay, so Shades.
Beginning to lose faith in his guide here. So.
Shades looks left, and he looks
never
right.
Never lose faith, my friend.
And he's saying, "You guys wanted to go. You said closest to the harbor, right?
Harbor,
indeed.
Yeah. Market Harbor Inn. At this point in time." I'm beginning to feel like I smell like shit. I'd like to come into the city where we're not going to get arrested as soon as we poke our little heads out of the sewer.
Here may not be the best place for that. I think we ought to go right.
My faith is restored. Let's go right. Okay, Gable's going to go on. Start meandering up front.
Vicky looks at Adric like, for real? Are we just going along with this fool?
Well, we can't right leave Kavel to just go off on his own. He's already lost an eye and almost lost a hand, so...
All right, here we go.
He's been hung. He's died. Had a rough campaign.
Kavel has been maimed.
A lot of this to himself, though.
he wouldn't think so,
we're going but he does. Right.
So you guys kind of start walking down that right-hand path, and things are starting to widen up a little bit, and after a little bit of walking, you come to the main sewer again, and it's also kind of a four-way T. You can continue going straight. If you look right, you can kind of see in the far distance like a pinprick of light, kind of like you did before when there was the grate over you that you couldn't quite get to. And when you look left, it's just left and straight are both pretty dark. Shades stops and like cups his hand to his ear for a second and says, the sounds of the city are coming from that, from the right, but I think the river is coming from straight ahead.
The light was straight ahead?
No, light was to the right.
Okay.
Vicky shrugs.
I look back. To the right we go, yes.
Well,
okay.
Well, I mean, if you're going to the market in the harbor, you need to cross the river.
Could we cross the river above ground?
I kind of like the way my friend here thinks.
Yeah, that's why you're the smart one.
Most of those grates, that they're sealed to keep the riffraff from getting in and out and keeping the chillins from falling in, you know what I mean?
So it sounds like we can't get through because some of us are riffraff, as you call it. So it's keeping us out.
But we're not children, so this cannot hold us.
Why do people always go like, protect the children, women, children first?
It's not Kavel's strategy. Actually, it was women and children first on the battleground.
It's a true story.
That's why the enemy uses up all their ammo and weapons, killing the kids and the women, and then we finish them off.
That's legitimate strategy. All right. I guess we cross the river. If you don't think we get it up to that grate?
I honestly don't think so. No.
Well, your judgment's been pretty bad this whole time, so I say we go for it. Not really.
So how far away does this light look like it is from us?
What was that back there where you threw the fire at me and Edric, huh? What was that?
I threw it at the snakes at Kaveld's insistence.
There's a whole swarm of snakes.
That was a heroic move.
He just holds his hands up like, what was a stick of fire going to do to you?
I'm watching your shades.
Cable's gonna hand shades the third candle that he promised him. This one is not lit.
Shades nods. He's like, a man of honor. I like that.
So Cable is down to two candles.
He pockets the candles.
Alright.
After putting them out, of course.
No. I lit the two that I gave him.
Yeah.
I had five on me.
He put those two out, is what I'm saying, and pocketed them.
Okay.
He put lit candles in his pockets might not be the best course of action.
I'm beginning to lose faith. If you like putting lit candles in your pocket.
So we're going straight then.
Go straight then.
Okay.
Guess we'll go straight.
So you guys head straight, and he keeps walking you. He stays real close. He's like leading, but from behind, but in the middle. Like he's not really walking in front. You guys pass a path to your left, you pass a small path to your right, and you come to another T, and he's like, yeah, can you hear it?
No, I don't hear anything.
Cable's gonna listen. He's gonna put his
okay, give a perception check.
Alright. That is... And 11 plus 4, 15.
Yeah, that's enough. You can hear the sound of rushing water.
Is that, can I tell where it's coming from? Is it coming from above us?
No, it's coming from down the right is where the sound is emanating from itself at this T.
So to the right we go then. We're going for the river.
All right.
That's our destination.
you start walking down that way, and after, I mean, a little bit of walking, like, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or so, you can see up ahead kind of an orange light starting to grow from, it looks like it's coming from the left in front of you, like from another tunnel. And after, nobody seems to be, well, give me a perception check, actually, everybody, just...
That is a 2 plus 4. So I got 6.
What your passive is?
I got lower than my passive, so I got 14.
Mine's 14.
Okay. So you all see this light, but that's about it. And it appears to be growing as you're walking closer.
Like growing isn't natural just from getting closer to a light or just like...
No. Like if you were looking at a tunnel up ahead... And if there was another left and a right split, it's growing as in getting brighter, even if you weren't walking.
Like it's moving toward us.
Not towards you per se, but towards the intersection from a different direction.
Cable's going to stealth out.
Third time's the charm, right?
That's right. Well, since there's a light coming, Cable wants to stealth out and try to creep up to where that light's coming from to see if we can see what the source is.
Okay. Are you leaving that Blaine pin on?
No, I'm setting the Blaine pin down or handing it off to Shades.
Well, I'm asking Adric if he's leaving. Oh, okay, if you hand it to Shades, Shades looks at Adric and goes, he pauses, thinks, and then he just stuffs the light in his pocket too. He's no use turning it off. Just we'll hide it. And it goes dark.
All
so
right.
Go ahead and roll your stealth.
That is... a 19 plus 3, so 22. Yeah, that took me way too long to figure out 22.
Let me get my calculator.
So you put yourself right on up against the wall, and you move silent, nice and quiet, up a little ways towards where this, you can kind of see now is an intersection, kind of like what you expected, a T where it goes left and right again. And as you're getting closer, at this point, you can hear footfalls and people chatting with each other just barely over the sound of water. And they're definitely walking towards this intersection.
I can't see them, though. Can I see their light source?
That's it. It's lit down the direction they're coming. If you peek you can peek your head around. And, yeah, you see, like, a whole band of just not completely ragged beggar-looking people, but, like... They look fairly cut, like a cutthroat band, kind of walking through the sewers holding a torch. They kind of walk through it like they own the place in the glance
that
you see.
How many of them are there?
In the front, you can see about 5, and you can see a few heads popping up behind it too, but it's hard to count in the enclosed area.
Hmm. Any of them have anything that would be like recognizable? Anything that I could, any way I could describe them when I go back to Shades?
Go ahead and make another perception check.
Well, no. 17 plus it, 4.
You're not trying to perceive. 21. You're not trying to find them. Add your investigation, actually. I'm sorry.
So it's just a 17 flat then.
Okay. You look up and you see the guy holding the torch is the easiest to see because he's kind of in the lead. He's kind of a broader guy. He's definitely got some muscle to him. He's got kind of a short cropped beard, kind of dusty blondish brown, and kind of mid-length hair just kind of hanging down his face. The other people around him, they look just kind of, I don't know, a generic cutthroat egg. I mean, they just a ragtag band of people roaming the sewers, but they do look
standard
dangerous.
Preset.
Yeah.
Standard preset cutthroat. All right. So Cable's going to go back to Shades, everybody, and explain to him what he saw. Okay. What it looked like.
So you get back and it kind of explain what you see, and Shades is just like, damn it, back, retreat. Get out of sight of the torches. We'll see which way they go.
No, Kayville's going to go ahead and go with this one, because, Edric, do you have a question?
No.
Oh, looks like you're raising your hand.
No, I was just messing with something.
Okay.
No, Edric knows what to do.
Cable he's good with this one for now. I think he's come to the realization he's not completely immortal, and he's been having bad luck today. So he's going to back up, go ahead and back up a little bit.
All right. So as you kind of back up and go down the hall some, you guys can finally see like the torch emerge at the intersection. The light doesn't reach you guys. You guys are pretty well hidden as you've backed up. And you see everybody kind of, the guy with the torch stops and everybody kind of keeps walking past him. And you see them fiddling with some stuff. And then they continue on. And you can't really hear much over over the water. But there's nothing you can quite pick out. But then they move on to the right of that intersection. They don't come your way.
That's a good move.
And all of a sudden, their light disappears.
So Adric wants to ask Shay, like, why did you panic when these individuals came towards us?
I mean, look at where we are. Is any self-respecting person going to be lurking down here? Do you just want to run in? This isn't the market, buddy. You don't just want to run into random people in the sewers.
I feel like we should go to the river and go wash Kayvild off.
I will second that one. My snake, third. Little Cirky, is also feeling very dirty right now.
I feel like Cirky's starting to have flies flutter around him.
Dickie's not dead. The smartest dwarf in this group, but she realizes that Shades is right. You know, Kayvild doesn't look like a respectable member of the community on his own anyway, but then to be covered in frostbite ichor and blood and shit and dead snake on his shoulder, he definitely needs to be cleaned up a bit, and I've probably got snake blood all over me, so Viggy says that she's voting we go. You know, if we're gonna do this, we do need to go clean up.
Shades looks down at you, Viggy, and it's like, yeah, I think that's probably a good idea. I mean, as magnificent as that beard is, the bits of blood and the flesh and the little bones are the things that you obviously ate. It could do with some manicuring.
So could your mom.
He's calling you ugly.
He just doesn't know what true beauty is. He's jealous because he can't grow a beard like this.
He can't, yeah. Though. It's a fine dwarven beard. He admits that.
This beard is like, real men can grow this beard, not little weenies who hide in the corner and hold candles.
It's like a child. Don't insult the beard, my friend.
I think that we might should be possibly moving while we have the opportunity before they come back.
Well, I already said let's go to the river.
Yep,
he's the
moving.
One that had
let's
to
go.
Stay there and insult the beard.
Yeah, let's go.
So you guys kind of pick up the pace a little bit and get to the area where that intersection was. And again, their light wasn't visible after they went off to the right. And the reason why is as you arrive there, it has a door on the right and kind of a wall of spikes on the left.
Wait, the intersection that they came down?
Yeah.
I figure we're going up the way they came from, yeah?
The way that you looked is now sealed like a wall of spikes. There's no path that you peeked down before.
So I guess I'll investigate around, see if I can find how to turn those spikes off.
Okay. Start with perception, since you're looking for something hidden.
Say 16 plus 4, 20.
Okay. So you kind of feel around. You look at both sides. You kind of look at the wall on the side that you're facing, and you're just kind of like touching it. Knocking on it, and all of a sudden you feel something that's just a little bit looser than the rest.
Okay, can I check that thing out for traps?
Yeah, well, yeah, go ahead and investigate it.
All right.
He was trying to Kayvild you there. He's trying to, like, just get answers without real questions.
Kayvild, I don't think I found shit. I got a 2.
It's safe. You feel very confident that it's safe. Do you go ahead and push it? Like, you don't know you rolled a 2. You're like, there's nothing here.
Yeah, he feels it's safe. He's gonna push that.
All right. So you push that in, and you hear a clank that is not super loud. Like, you couldn't hear it back there when they said it, but it's now that you're here, it's pretty obvious. And both those walls kind of, like, swing inward, like, not in towards you, but out the other way and into the wall and kind of retreat into the wall a little bit. And those spikes kind of go back into the wall also, revealing the left and right path again.
All right. I think the plan was to head up the way they came, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shades.
There
Shades
we go. Like
nodding.
I'm gonna go ahead and go cautiously that way, now that I know there's spike walls that could appear out of nowhere with the push of a button.
I'll follow behind.
Vicky's walking back going, disarming traps with your hand. Disarming traps with your hand.
I was very confident. I inspected it thoroughly. There was no traps.
There was no traps on the trap.
I knew that there wasn't. Very confident in this. I have high skills.
Do you want to? Are you going to look for a way to close it again from the outside, or are you just going to leave it wide open?
Cable's worried more about getting out of there than he is about closing the trap, so he's going to keep moving.
Okay. So you guys walk. It doesn't take very long, and you get to a point where the whole path it like splits the main path, and in the middle of it is rushing water below. Like, think of a left and a right path with water in the middle, but the water's not flowing up and down the way you're walking. It is flowing left to right as you're traveling down this path.
Is it clean water?
Yes, it's flowing, and it's flowing fast.
Kevin's
going to use this opportunity to rinse himself off a little bit, and he's also going to accidentally let Cirque go down the river. He doesn't want Vicky to feel bad for giving him that gift, so he's going to accidentally let it float on down the river.
You want to slide a hand it?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, okay. No!
Oh, it's so you're not even
more
slide
like a deception.
Okay. You can deceive her that you're sad about it.
All right. So he's going to be like sitting there, he's going to wash himself off, and like, oh, my favorite snake, my best friend, one of my best friends give me. Yes, very. Oh, shit. Vicky, Cirque, he's gone. It's too late. The water is too fast.
So
there's
Vicky's,
no hope.
Vicky's going to confess.
Also, he was dead.
Also,
Vicky's going to confess. Actually, Kevild, I was throwing the snake at you, not to you. But I'm really glad you had that moment in time with each other. So it's okay.
The water was moving fast enough that when you tossed it in, it just kind of went along the surface and hit the other path on the other side, and it just kind of wriggling against that as the water pushes it against the side. It's not gone. It's just there.
Well, she already told him that it wasn't actually a gift, so he's just, oh, nope. Then I tell you the truth, I also did not want the snake, so.
It's okay.
But Cable's going to be cleaning himself up. He's going to take a couple minutes here and clean himself up.
Yeah, I'm gonna rinse off my armor too.
Okay.
Rinse, you know, wash my pits, tits, and naughty bits.
Okay. Do I need to make you roll for that? Is that what you're asking?
No,
you're staring at me.
I know where they are. I was waiting for you to give the like ignore
me. You're gonna have to slide a hand on whether or not you managed to get that clean.
No, I don't need a sleight of hand. Not in front of you guys.
Yeah.
All right, so. If nothing happened during that, Cable's going to go ahead and dress himself. Yeah, he got buck naked when he was doing this because his clothes were nasty.
You mean?
He was putting them in the fast flowing water and pulling them back out again real quick.
I see why he liked Cirque. It reminded him of himself.
Yeah, nothing actually happens other than you guys get a little clean. And that charisma check that charisma that I was taking away from you that you never really needed to know about. You're fine again. You're just wet at this point.
All right. So, Cable's gonna look over his shades. So from here we go. We go where, my friend?
Well, keep going straight because that's the path we're on, and we'll be on the south side of the city after this. We're going under the river right now. The pool there is. Lets the groundwater that's coming through not flood the tunnel. It lets it flow under it. But we also have water rushing above us right now, too. It's quite the feat of architecture, if you ask me.
I've seen better.
He's a dwarves. Dwarves, they don't get impressed so easy. And they tell you what, you try to put dead things in their water, they get pissed. Long story short. Anyway.
Shades has this look like noted.
You keep these, you stay with, stick pocket. With old Gavel here. Later. I can teach you a thing or two about the dwarves.
Picked up a few things traveling.
Vicky gives Shades a cold, dead stare, just looks at him for a good 30 seconds.
You mean like that? Dead things in the water, like that? That stare?
Yeah, like that, except in their water. They don't give a shit about your water.
Well, that's what I'm worried about. Is she throwing dead things in this water? You just threw dead things in this water.
I've been looking for a way to do that for so long now.
That's all right. The river goes to the ocean. This isn't the drinking water.
Let me tell you, Shades. If I was trying to kill you, it wouldn't be some sleight of hand snake body in your water. I'd just walk up and break your neck.
She will do that. I've seen it before.
She does. She'll do it. I've seen her.
All right.
So also, Shades, good thing to keep in mind, my friend.
Shades kind of motions forward, and he seems to be, now that you're at the river, he's starting to perk up a little bit and moving a little faster, not sticking quite so close to you guys. He moves forward a little ways.
Where are you going?
I thought you guys want to get out of here.
He's just taking the lead, Vic. He's the guide. He's been doing the guiding thing this whole time.
I got you across the river, didn't I?
From the middle, yes.
But I'm still watching.
Now he's going
you.
To the front.
Remember that dash I did? I can catch you. I can throw things.
You haven't seen me dash. Thank you very much.
You haven't seen me break your neck either. Doesn't mean I can't do it.
Be easy, Vicky. We do still need him to help guide us.
Okay.
Then you can... No, yeah. Never mind.
Kim's going to walk up and put his arms around both Vicky and Shades real quick and be... You see, now that we're all good friends again, let's all carry on. Yes? He's just going to, like, diffuse the situation and start walking forward again. Okay.
He walks forward a little ways, and it's still kind of a main tunnel. It comes back together, a main sewer, and you end up coming across, or not coming across anything, but he comes to a stop. And where he comes to a stop is another intersection where it can either go straight or left. And he looks straight, he looks left, he looks back at UKVeld, nods, he looks at Vicky, kind of nods, and turns and looks the two directions again. And you see him, like, he looks like he's calculating.
Oh, I see he ignores the other dwarf. I see how it is.
Well, you haven't tried to befriend him or threaten him, so he's kind of got you as a not a threat and not a friend. You're kind of somewhere in the middle there.
Yeah, it's like, this guy's cool, you're kind of scary, just kind of, as far as I'm concerned, you've just kind of been there to Shades. Like, you've done really good killing spiders and killing snakes, but we haven't conversed much, you know? There's no relationship.
He's been alone a lot. He barely took a while to talk to Kayvel. It's because Kayvel wouldn't stop talking to him.
Kayvel, that's enough talking for the both of them. So which way are we going now, my friend?
Okay, so he looks at you, Kayvel, and he makes some motions with his fingers that you recognize and you alone recognize.
You gonna, like, text it to him or
yes.
something?
I think he got it.
Kayvel acknowledges him and signals him back real quick in a quick flash of thieves can't hands.
Vicky's gonna do this to Adric. She's gonna hold one hand up like a circle and the other hand she's gonna stick her finger out and poke it one into the other. That's what she does.
I mean, Adric did say in one episode that he's not celibate, so maybe you'll get lucky.
I'm not really into dwarves. Not males, anyway.
Yes, we're just texting back and forth now in the middle of the game. That's how we do things.
Secrets don't make friends.
So, Kayvel's going to go ahead and make the motion for the affirmative on that one.
All right. He turns and just gives like a really good nod, and he points to the left down the side tunnel and says, this is the way we need to go. Follow me.
Vicky doesn't like this. She's, Vicky's gonna go to Cave Elden and go, what the fuck's going on?
He said it can get dangerous down this way, and I told him, yes, my allies can take care of this business if we go down this way, because this is the way out, you see?
And this wasn't information you thought you should talk to us about?
He's very nervous. You scare him. You scare him quite a bit.
Overhearing that, he turns around. He's just like... And he like kind of shudders when Vicky looks at him.
He smiles.
This is why Vicky will never get laid. She makes every guy scared. Well, maybe that will help.
Did you not hear? Vicky doesn't like men.
Oh.
Now I have to leave that in there with that long awkward pause.
I'm just saying, nobody ever asked, but why do you think Vicky had so many women around her all the time? I mean,
now it all makes sense.
It all suddenly clicks in Cable's head.
Clicks.
Holy.
Clicks. Whatever.
And they've all got beards. Okay. I don't understand how she does not like men.
So Vicky looks at Kate up, she nods. She's like, okay, let's go kill some more shit.
He's really not too concerned about it. So he goes, it's just dangerous down this way. He said there might be some filing down here, and he didn't want to look like pansy coward in front of you. So don't tell him I said this. Of course, I'm talking in a complete loud, normal tone the entire time.
Okay.
Is it dangerous to go alone? Do we need to take anything?
Well, it is dangerous to go alone. That's why I took you.
Please tell me you guys got that reference.
Of course we
reference.
Did.
Okay, Shades thank
didn't.
God.
Shades didn't. I personally did, but Shades is totally clueless. He,
oh, yeah. Yeah.
He grew up a deprived child.
All right, so I think I said we carry on. Shades in the lead. Yeah?
Yeah. So Shades is actually, like, taking lead now, and he seems a lot more confident. And
confident?
Yeah, he's... perked up and got a lot more confident. And you guys walk down this path a little while. You see, like before, some daylight shining down from another one of those grates. He actually walks you right on under it, and it's kind of a Y shape right there. You can kind of go straight and then kind of a slight right, and he takes you down the slight right path without even stopping. He walks a little ways. You see him tap the wall a few times, nod, and then motion you guys it's okay and keep him walking. It looks like he's been like undoing traps or just, it's like he knows this area much better than the other area. And you get to a point where you see a lot of light out forward, and as you're walking you come to it just opens up, and in front of you is a bridge, and to the left and right is a giant like crevice, like where the earth had split during an earthquake. I sent you guys all, just kind of out of story, I sent you guys all maps, so I'm sure you're familiar with kind of what I'm describing. But there's a giant just tear in the land, and there's a bridge across it. The city is up above you, kind of sheer cliffs, you can't really get to it, and there's just further below you is just more cliff down below. And he's saying, we go across this bridge, don't worry, it's much better kept than it looks. And as you look, it's like this, like, rickety rope bridge.
Okie dokie, my friend. Cable pretty well trusts the guy at this point in time, so he's good to go.
All right. So he takes point, and you see him just kind of pretty light on his feet, skip across this bridge and get to the other side, and he just kind of nods, you know, next.
Does he actually skip?
Yes.
How long is the bridge?
Maybe 100, 150 feet.
Oh, it's pretty long.
Yeah. This is a big canyon in the city that didn't used to be there some few hundred years ago.
All right, well, Vicky, go next. Whatever.
Okay.
If K-Belt trusts this guy, then I guess we're going. So, we're going.
Oh, K-Belt trusts the guy, but he's dropping his dime.
I'm going to observe and duplicate what he just did and walk in the same spots he walked in.
You're skipping too?
Yes.
He's like, whoa, stop. You look like you're much heavier than me. Just walk normal.
Okay. All right. Courage weighs a lot. Sorry.
Caleb's gonna go ahead and take the next spot because he's not comfortable being completely by himself back on the other side of a dark tunnel.
Okay.
Eivrig, I let you go, but they need me over there with my hygiene. And he's just going to start walking across, making excuses as he goes.
He needs to protect Shades in case he says something to Vicky.
I need to be over there to keep them calm. You know how it goes with the fighting.
I completely understand. Proceed. I will guard the our aft. Whatever.
Protect our rear.
Go ahead, move across next.
Just fine as well. Just fine as well. Adric, you're last.
Okay, yeah, I'll proceed like Vicky did, because I'm assuming I heard Shade say, you know, you guys are a little heavier.
I mean, she
might be a little more difficult.
She was skipping. I don't want to stomp on these things.
Courage weighs more. What can I say? Courage weighs more.
Anyway, you make it across just fine, too. He leads you a little bit further into a cave into the other side of this cliff. Like, the sewer used to exist, and it got split with this earthquake as well, and this, like, bridge was built across it, probably unbeknownst to the rest of the town because, you know, who's going to be crossing the sewers across the canyon? He walks a little bit further, and then he stops and turns left towards down another one of those smaller kind of sewer entrances. And he stops just inside the entrance.
What we stopping for?
He motions behind him, and you can kind of see that there's actually like lit tunnels here. He's like, this is a much more well-traveled part of the city. We should be extra careful.
All right, what are we being careful for?
You know those people that we backed up from back there a ways? They're friends. Not their friends of mine, but their friends. I think it's best if at this point I go back to the middle.
you guys smell that?
Atric will stay behind in the back like, just to guard, since he trusts Vicky can handle the forefront.
It was like chicken shit.
I mean, we are in a sewer.
I didn't see any chickens. Oh, wait, there's one. She looks pointedly at Shakes. But with a funny, like, a smile, like, like she's trying to be nice.
Look at him both. It's all going to go straight over his head on this one. I don't see a chicken anywhere. If so, catch it. I like to eat him later. And he's gonna go ahead and just kind of back up just a little bit so he's with Shades there in the middle and Vicky's up there in the front.
All right, I got my weapons out, one in each hand, just in case.
So you guys walk forward for just a little ways. It's several hundred feet, and you pass a few little like side passages that look like they dump into this one. And he stops you at another left-hand turn, except this one has a mini portcullis grate down in front of it. And he says, we need to get in there.
Alright.
Gavin, okay, you're the one that does the things.
Gail's gonna go ahead and see how that works and if there's any sort of opening access from the back here.
You see that there's a it's actually not that hard to spot. There's a chain kind of right along the wall next to it that looks like it can be pulled up or down. But there is, like, a loop at the bottom with a padlock that goes through the chain and the steel loop.
Cable's going to flash Thieves' Cant at Shades there real quick. Trapped?
He looks down at the padlock that you're referring to. And
I understand that you don't recognize that, Vicky and Adric, because that was Thieves' Cant. But that's what that was with the flashing of the fingers.
Vicky's just going to, like, knock. She's going to, like put her hands.
It looked like I was having a mild seizure, but that was Thieves' Cant.
he gets down and looks pretty close, and he said, "Daya," without the Thieves' Cant, he just says out loud, like for all everybody here, that it wasn't previously, but I can't say what might have happened in my absence.
Skable's gonna inspect it for a trap real quick before he goes any further.
All right, roll investigation.
That is, he's getting twos on investigations. He's confident as hell. He's like, okay, there is no trap on this son of a bitch.
Okay.
Adric would like to investigate as well, since we've been having some slight trouble.
But you don't know you've been having trouble. He didn't get in trouble before. You don't know what he rolled.
That's true. Did get stabbed by a random spider that was dead. So
he stabbed himself. He's got a little bit of a reason
to feel slightly cautious.
If you want to, if you feel like you just want to take a look and investigate it.
He's curious. Yeah. He's a curious dwarf.
Yeah. He wasn't curious enough.
I tell you, there's no trap. I see, there's no traps here.
He's feeling left out. She's like, nobody ever asked me to look at anything. I want to look.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I get to look at everything.
I'm telling you, no traps. I tell you, 100%.
What am I, investigation?
Yeah.
So that is 19 plus 0.
All right. So.
Guys, I figured something out.
We're going to die. As far as you
can tell, it's a lock.
It's a lock.
I told you, there's not a trap upon this thing. 100% confident.
Unlock it, David.
I know people are stupid. They don't even know they're stupid. They just say it.
Put your bony finger in there or something and open it.
So, Cable does in fact have thieves tools, and instead of putting his bony finger inside there, he's going to go ahead with the thieves tools and see how that works.
How's your depth perception,
Cable? Cable just gives Adric the finger, or whatever the D&D equivalent of the finger is, while he goes through and starts messing with the thieves tools.
See, Cable's being a bad influence on Adric. He was way nicer earlier.
Between hanging out with me and K-Veld, Adric all of a sudden realizes he can be a pain in the ass too.
Yeah.
So, K-Veld, you stick your thieves' tools into the keyhole and you start moving it, and you feel something kind of burst. And all of a sudden, you like, careful there.
I'm sorry.
All of a sudden, you yank your thieves' tools out and.
We are a very mature group.
I'll wait.
He's just and sticking. Vicky
is like doubled over right now because you guys can't
yanks
see.
Yanks him out. All right.
Burst. And yeah. Then he just yanks
he felt
him
something
out.
Inside the padlock burst, and he pulls the thieves' tools out, and the end of his thieves' tools are disintegrating, and so is the padlock.
Oh, it got serious real quick.
He's going to try to rub them on the filth on the ground, see if he can make them stop disintegrating real quick.
Yeah, your thieves' tool is ruined.
Oh, shit!
Adric's going to kind of grab... Does Adric see this? So it's the dark vision.
Just so you know, this was a hard DC check. 20. 20 would have let you know.
Damn, if only I had 1 point in investigation.
Can't do it, do I? I don't have...
It's not my strong suit. It's intelligence. It's not my strong suit.
So, Shades
I was
goes,
so sure!
You hear Shades even mutter, shit! They changed it. We've
no
got to
shit.
Get this open. How are we going to get this open?
You guys had the blacksmith tools you was going to use on my hand earlier, yes?
Yes. Can we use the blacksmith tools to kind of wedge the door open or get it open somehow?
Bash off the lock?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. You need to roll 15 with proficiency, sunder a non-magical object.
So what do I use for proficiency for this?
Your proficiency bonus.
Okay, so just regular, just add my proficiency bonus.
Probably strength.
And strength, okay. Oh, that's actually pretty good. Yeah, that's really good. 25.
Yeah, so you take swing with your tools, and you get your chisel in there, and you just start, and you hammer at the chain, and you manage in, like, one hammer to snap that chain, and the portcullis just, like, drops into the ground in front of you, and Shade is like, yes! Let's go!
Kevin looks at me like, I loosened it up for you.
Sure you did, my friend.
Also, make sure you remove your lock picks or your thieves' tools from your inventory until you can replace them.
I did.
So Shades actually takes the first step. He stops at another, just not too far ahead, another four-way little intersection, and he points to the right, and he's like motioning this go, go, go motion.
Cable's gonna go, go, go.
Yeah, Adric's gonna follow behind.
I'm in the front. I'm always in the front.
Okay. So you, if you're just following and he's going, go, 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 going, you turn to the right and you charge a little bit into this kind of, there's a doorway opens up and you charge into this open room. And in this open room, you see a total of four people. You see a couple, they just look like your average kind of henchmen hanging around. You see this prominent, just a woman standing there, but she looks like she's meant, like she intends to be there. And you see somebody that does seem very out of place. He's dressed very fine. He holds himself up straight. He's got dark hair, very well-kept beard. I mean, he really looks out of place for the sewers. As you stop there, you can see just kind of like everybody just kind of turns and looks at each other. And Shades did not follow you into this room.
So Cable's gonna stop and stand up real quick and take off his hat. Make kind of a bowing motion. Go, my friends! We meet again! he's waiting for his... Guys don't need to be rude.
So the two guys that were in there, they're kind of on either side of the room. They kind of like get their hands on their weapons, and the fine looking guy looks straight at you kind of with confusion, and the woman looks at you almost with anger and says, "Who the fuck are you?"
Distant, I finally got Cody to put up the Sports Illustrated calendar that I got him for this room.
Oh yeah?
Yes. Nice. I had to peer pressure him with Sean.
What sports is in the illustrations?
Hot girls in bikinis?
The best kind.
I don't think that's a sport.
it's called pocket pool. Haven't heard of it? Flogging the log? Yes. You haven't heard of flogging the log?
The old trouser billiards.
the old Norwegian throw of flogging the log.
Yeah, the old slap of the nine ball. Yes. I don't know if that's a phrase for it, but it is now.
It'll be our phrase for this this podcast.
I don't know, but both Dustin and I learned how to slap at a bass when we were... in high school.
Did
so.
You slap each other's bass?
I think Dustin probably slapped like mine sometimes. A few times.
This is neither here nor there.
I like when you went to the cable voice for that.